second half of Reish Ches, which right now everybody's already holding in Kufayin Rav, Kufayin Zayin, Kufayin Ches, maybe some people. But at least just go through some few basic points in the second half of Reish Ches, Simon Reish Ches. Interesting point that we have, and some of the halachas, basic halachas of the bracha Achas Mein Gimel. It's referred to as bracha Achas Mein Gimel because originally Birchas Amosan had three brachas deraisa. It has three brachas deraisa. Chazal added a fourth bracha. So the bracha for the other the pairs which are Nishtabchem and Eretz Yisrael, which is the Zayin Minim, which includes the five species of grain, because the five species of grain, all of them can be basically reduced to Chita and Sa'ara. More of the Mishnais and Chal talk about the fact that the five species, each one of them is either a min of Chita or a min of Sa'ara. So really the five species of grain really go under the umbrella of Chita and Sa'ara. And the other, besides that, the other five species, which Nishabchan are to sell, the olives and the grapes, dates, figs, and pomegranates. So they got a special bracha achrona, not a brain of fashas. They have a bracha achrona, which is me'ein. Me'ein means it's one bracha, which it mentions in it of the three ideas which are mentioned in Birchas Amazon. When Chazal added a fourth bracha by Beitar, after Ruge Beitar, Chazal added a Tevah Meitiv into benching. So there is mentioned in the end of the bracha of Alam Michya also, Ketosham Tevah Meitiv La'kol Madelecha. So we had a deal with Brush Mas Tevah Meitiv. So really, it's a bracha Achas Mein Dalad. It's referred to as bracha Achas Mein Gimel because it was originally Nikva to be the main gimel of the three brachas deraisa of benching. So you have one bracha, the mentioning of all those elements which are mentioned in the main points which are mentioned in benching. We start the bracha Alam Echiyom Al Kalkolah. We end off the bracha with Al Ha'oritz Vala Michya. So the halacha is you have to mention Oritz in the Chasima also. B'di'evet, a person forgot the Chasima, he did not mention Oritz, B'di'evet, he b'yoytzes. A person says, you probably either experienced it yourself or at least heard somebody else do it. Bracha to Hashem, Al Michya Vala Kalkala. You know, something of that. Al Geffen, Al Priya Geffen. You know, the bracha was Al Oritz, Al Priya Geffen. The guy said, Al Geffen, Al Priya Geffen. So, but even you would say, even you did not mention the word Oritz. In Eretz Yisrael, a person is eating in Eretz Yisrael, so the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, we say Al Oritz, considering Al Oritz, Al Peiros, Al Oritz, Al Peiros, or Al Priya Geffen, Al Geffen, Al Priya Geffen, or Al Priya Geffen. If a person would be saying the bracha of Geffen and Peiros also at the same time, says Machloikas in Halacha what the correct chasima is for Al Geffen. The person drinks wine, so your masgid originally Al Geffen, Al Priya Geffen. That's no question. By the chasima, the question is the correct bracha at the end Al Oritz Val Priya Geffen, which is what we're going to do, or is the correct bracha Al Oritz Val Peiros, which is where the Grua paskins that the correct bracha, the correct chasima is Al Oritz Val Peiros. So, b'di'evet, we said the person said Allah Oritz Allah Peiros, he definitely would be Yotzei. But that, according to our minig, it means even in the case of a person that had Peiros and we had wine, the correct bracha would be Allah Oritz, Val Priya Geffen, Val Peiros. You would say both of them. You don't say, well, you might as well just mention all together in one. You don't do that. There's a famous question: is the correct chasim Allah Oritz, Val Mechio, Val Kalkola, or just Allah Oritz, Val Mechio? Mishabur says that you don't say Bala Kalkola. It's a famous nusach that people used to use. I haven't heard it so much lately. He says that the person says Al Oritz Al Michyo Bala Kalkola. Rabbi goes Geis and Nitzazokin. Right? You ever hear that? What? Yeah, you've heard it. Right? So listen, you say like this. You know, so you say Al Oritz Al Michyo and Al Kalkola. My Rebbe told me not to say. So Meila, you know, you end up saying it because in case you need to say it, you said it. Lamai said, he's not supposed to say it. Where do you answer Amen?
You don't answer Amen.
What?
You don't say. You don't need to say Amen.
I understand, but the person listening, what's he supposed to say? After Rabbi Hasan Tzazogin, Amen, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Hasan Tzazogin, after Ala Kolkola, after Ala Mishia, the Mishmer says it's better not to say it because you get a problem with what it's not, it doesn't, it's, we pass, you're not supposed to say it, that's the Kippur, you're not supposed to say it. So just, it's like you're making a supper which doesn't belong over there. And the main becomes an interesting question. There is a law in Ala Mishia, we mentioned the main on Ma'ara. There's a fascinating piece on the Brisker Rav. I remember I got this for hair from a Rav in New York. So he asked me, he says, when benching, we mention for Rosh Chodesh, for Yom Tov, for Shabbos, for Rosh Hashanah, we mention for Chanukah and for Purim. In Ala Mishia, we mention for Rosh Chodesh, for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, for Rosh Hashanah. We don't mention for Chanukah and Purim. What's the difference? That's what he asked me. Right? So I said, it's a Brisker Rav. So Brisker Rav says the following. Just this is totally aside, it's a fascinating piece. Brisker Rav says the following. He's going on a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says that there's a tefillah kitzara called Havinenu. In case a person can't daven a full Shemoneh Esrei, so he says the first three Brachos. Says the last three brachas, and the middle bracha is called Havinenu, which actually has in it mentioned in it the me'ein of the 13 middle brachas, and it finishes off with the chasima. You say seven brachas, the first three brachas, Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu Ladas Terachecha, and Hashem B'Shuv Hashem Lefanecha, and it gets like a one line for each bracha, one phrase each bracha. Bracha to Hashem Shemayat Tefilo. Then you say the last three. So the Gemara says you can't say it Motzei Shabbos. Why not? Because you have to say Avdolah. You can't say, you have to say Avdolah, and then the bracha of Chana does. The Mor says, no. Say Havinenu, and say Avdolah. Havinenu, the Mor says, Kasha. It's a good Kasha. It's all the end of the Gemara. Right? So on that, the Tamidur Ben Yonah in the back, and said this bracha says the following. He says that, whenever the Mor uses the word Tiyuf, to mean it's shlugged up. The Mor says, Kasha, it means it's not shlugged up. The Halacha is still true. The Mor has a Teretz. The Mor didn't feel the need to get involved in what the Teretz is. That's what Kasha means. So I'll tell you what the teretz is. Mr. Ben Yair, I'll suggest the pshat and the gemara what the teretz is. That anytime you're making a bracha, which is a me'ein of other brachas, you're only allowed to be masker in it things which are brachas. So chana doas is a bracha chana doas. You can be masker about chana doas. Tshuva, you can be masker about tshuva. Havdalah doesn't get his own bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. So it's not a bracha, there's no din of being masker, a me'ein of something which is not a bracha. So you can't say Avdolah because it's not a me'ein of a bracha. You're only allowed to be masker in me'eins, brachas of me'eins of brachas. That's what he says. He says, okay, good. I'd count to me to any earners. He says, okay, let me ask you a question. Said the Brisker Rav. So how do we mention anything but chalal of how we master Shabbos? There's no bracha of Ritzei, there's no bracha of Yalav Yavar, there's no bracha, so you can't be masker in a main gimel. It says, furthermore, if you notice the placement where it's placed after you finish the whole paragraph, before Ketzo Hashem Tavimeti, which really it's like it's already between the third and fourth bracha. So he says, no, it's referring to the lachas. A person forgot Shabbos, a person forgot to say Ritzei, forgot to say Yalav Yavar, and he remembers after when he Yerushalayim, before he starts the next bracha, what does he do? There's a bracha that you say. There's a whole list of brachas that a person forgot Shabbos or Yalav Yavar, Ritzei or Yalav Yavar. He remembers after the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, Bnei Menachem Yerushalayim Amen, before Ketzo Hashem Tov, the next bracha of Tova Meitiv. So there's a bracha. Aha! So we mentioned in the Ala Mishia the me'ein of that bracha. And that's the me'ein that we're mentioning, he says. Because according to Bnei Yerushalayim, you can only mention a me'ein of a bracha. And that's why it's placed where it is in Ala Mishia. But Chanukah and Purim, there's no bracha for Chanukah and Purim. It's not mentioned. Okay, that's the Brisker Rav's there. Of course, the Rav expected me to know that, but, by myself, right? Okay. We pointed out if a person is having different types of minim, he has Michya, Gaffin, Paris, he mentions each one separately. If a person ate Paris from the Zion minim, and he also ate other Paris, he had an apple besides, he had a pomegranate, he had an apple, he had a dates and an apple, he's saying a bracha, according to aloe eats, well, prio eats, he does not need to make a bracha on the apple because the mice an apple is ready in the deal. You said thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for the priho eats. A person ate wine and also ate grapes, so they're both pre hagafen. No, the ma'aseh will make two brachas. Make two brachas rishonas of brei pre hagafen and brei pre ha'etz. And you mentioned both in the chasima. You would mention al pre hagafen and peris. But if a person said brei pre hagafen on grapes, he's yotze. At the end of the brach, he said brei pre hagafen. At the end of the brach, the brach achron, he said al aretz al pre hagafen. He'd be yotze. If a person said brei pre hagafen on the wine, some machlokes apayskim, and some of brachas lahaka, you would not go and say another brach. Person drank wine and drank other liquids also, other drinks also. So the bracha charna, the bracha rishon on the wine covers the other drinks, and the bracha charna on the wine covers the other drinks also. There's something either the Mishnah Berurah said the case either the wine was on the table in front of him, or he was kavei himself lishus. He sat down to have like a wine party. Kavei himself, so the other drinks are nichol. The person didn't do that, so it would not be nichol in the bracha rishon or the bracha charna. Shechon Aruch deals with an interesting question: if a person benched instead of saying main gimel, would he be yotzei his halacha that he's supposed to say the bracha? So the Mechaber says that benching does not cover the bracha for main gimel unless it's something which is amazing, it's a mozen. So if a person had pomegranates instead of saying the bracha achrona of al eitz or pri eitz, he benched and said he's not yotzei. It's not yet said because what does benching have to do with pomegranates? However, the Shulchan Aruch mentions that the wine, the Chazal say that wine is amazing. Wine gives sustenance, and it also says by tamarim amazing. So those two things specifically by wine, or a person would say would bench on wine instead of saying a bracha the ala geffen, or a person would bench on dates instead of saying ala eitz the bracha ala eitz al priyo eitz. He'd be yotze. Mechaber's mashma very clearly. Mechaber says very clearly. But however, a person would have oatmeal for breakfast, and he would bench. He wouldn't be yotze. Wouldn't be yotze. This is Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishnah Berurah, that doesn't make any sense. Wine is amazing. So what's the pshat in the Mechaber? Mechaber holds it. No, that's hayoyis Chazal came along and saw the cheshivas of the grains isn't bread is the actual bread. So a person ate bread, so the correct bracha is benching. You didn't make it to bread, it's not benching. I'm sorry, you can't use benching. The cheshivas of grains is reached when you get to bread. You didn't reach bread, you had it as farina instead. You took your flour, made it into farina. So I'm sorry, so you can't bench for that. The correct bracha is an alamichya, and that's it. You're not yotze with benching. Mishnah Berurah brings the many achronim argue on the Mechaber and say the Maisa it is mazin, and therefore the correct bracha of benching would make sense for it. And therefore he's machriya that in that situation a person would bench on such a thing, he would definitely be yotze. The Mechaber said not only that, even a person stopped after the first bracha, after Zonos Olam and bracha to Hashem and Zonos Hakol, he says, Oyvei, what did I just do? Oh, so what is he supposed to do now? Is he supposed to finish benching? He shouldn't finish benching. He shouldn't finish benching because he's not supposed to bench over here. But now was he yaitzah with just the bracha? We see even just the bracha of Azan, because I had the point of yaitzah because the ma'aseh it was amazing. In a case where a person realized before he got to the bracha of bracha Hashem Azanasakal, so a person should wherever point he is continue in the nusach of the bracha achrona of the main gimel. So he realized on the shalom kolab it's bechein bechesed v'rachamim al aretz al nemichyav al kol kolab al tzedavasa so never let's come to ever come. You finish off with the bracha of bracha Hashem al aretz al nemichyav. You would finish off with the correct bracha in that situation. You wouldn't have to start over again. Okay, let's see, cover everything I wanted to cover. Yes. Okay. Very good. Have a good morning.